Hi everybody, my name is Sergey Baidachny and welcome back to my training about Visual Studio Code. At the end of our training I am going to discuss several cool extensions. We will discuss PowerShell extension, Google Chrome extension, Python extension, but let's start with a short introduction. We already used some extensions in Visual Studio Code, for example Yeoman extension, C# extension, etc. And if you want to know about extensions a little bit more, I would recommend to open code.visualstudio.com website. And first of all, you can open documentation and read information about how to create a new extensions, or you can visit extensions tab in order to list all available extensions that you can download and install to Visual Studio Code. So you can see featured section there, you can see the most popular extension there. So for example, you can see that the most popular extension is C# extension, of course. After that it's Python extension and debugger for Chrome extension. So how to start using some extensions? You can open Visual Studio Code, and in general you can execute several commands using command palette window. For example, we can activate command palette window and we can type something like extension. So you can see that there are four commands related to extensions: install extension, so extension recommendations. I even don't know what is it. Let's see what this command will generate. So probably the most popular extensions. And additionally, you can display all installed extensions, or you can display all outdated extensions. So you can use Visual Studio Code in order to update existing extensions, or simply understand which extensions you have on your machine. So we can select this one, for example. You can see that I have several extensions on my machine, including MonoDebug, including Cordova tools, including Python, C# extensions, etc. Additionally, Visual Studio Code supports a special button in status bar. You can click this button in order to display all available commands related to extensions. So this button will show if some extensions are running now as well. So it should be a green pin if some extensions are running. And in general, it's not very hard to install, or probably even deinstall some extensions. So for example, I can select all available extensions on my machine and click uninstall button here if I want to remove some extensions. But if you want to understand extensions better, I would recommend to open your home directory. In my case, it's Sergey Baidachny directory, and inside you can find a folder called VS Code. So inside this folder you are able to find all available extensions. So you can see that there are several subfolders, including theme extension, including Cordova tools extension, Unity debugger extension, etc. So each folder, it's a separate extension. So how to use these folders? First of all, you can find some source files inside these folders, and you can read these files in order to understand how to create your own extension. Additionally, each folder contains package.json, and using package.json you can find information about how a particular extension will be activated. So you can see that in this case this extension is contributed as a theme. So it's a simple theme extension, and there is nothing special, so just several files that describe a new theme. If you open a more advanced extension, for example Git history extension, and if you open package.json inside, you can find that this extension supports several commands. So one command view file history, and the second view line history. And of course, thanks to this, we can understand that we can activate this extension using command palette window, for example. And we can find information about all available events related to these commands. So probably if you open source file, we can start working with these event handlers in order to understand how it works. Source files you can find inside output directory, and you can open extension.js. So you can see that there are two commands, and both commands are described inside activate. Event handlers. In Visual Studio Code, usually extensions will be loaded in a lazy mode. This method will start for the first time once you select any command that are supported by this extension. And of course, you can find more advanced extensions like C# extension. You can open package.json there as well, and you can find that this extension is not just extension that will can be activated using some commands, but this extension supports additional activation mechanism related to programming languages, in our case C# programming language. So you can see lots of activation events, and you can see some information about contribution as well. Where is it? This one. So you can see that this extension will work once you select C# files. Once you select CS or CSX file, and in general you are not going to use any commands. Yeah, so it's a special language related extension that can be activated automatically once you select a file, so you should not invoke any command palette, etc. But of course it supports several commands as well, like select project, restore packages, etc. So in general you can merge several activation mechanisms, so you can create an extension that can be activated and can execute some commands, and can be activated thanks to some files in your working folder, and so on. So in general, you can divide all extensions in three different types. So first one, very standard extension that supports command and can get access to your status bar, to your working folder, etc. The second version of extensions, it's a language extension that requires a special separate thread for execution, and that can parse your code, can provide IntelliSense system features, and so on. And third extension is a debugging extension. So for example, if you open Unity debug extension and open package.json, you can find that this extension contains a special contribution type called debugger. So just standard extensions, language services, and debuggers. Three different type of extensions for different tasks, of course. We are not going to create any extensions, but if you want to create some extensions, you can use Yeoman tool in order to create at least basic project that will describe basic information, at least project.json with basic information inside. So in order to do it, you have to install a special code generator. So we are going to use npm tool in order to install globally a generator for code. So done, and now we can use Yeoman tool in order to create basic extensions. So select code generator, select a new extension. You can see that you can create extension based on JavaScript or based on TypeScript. You can create a separate theme extension. So let's select an extension based on JavaScript. You can provide extension name, for example, etc. So I'm not going to create anything there, but just pay attention that once you create a new extension, you have to debug it. In order to do it, you can select a special configuration called VS Code Extension Deployment. Using this configuration, you can use Visual Studio Code not just to debug extension, but in order to test it in a separate instance of Visual Studio Code. So this configuration will allow you to open a new instance of Visual Studio Code and execute extension there in order to test and debug it externally. So it's a really cool feature, and you can use JavaScript, TypeScript, you can use breakpoints, you can use all available features, of course, in Visual Studio Code. So it's really great. As I mentioned earlier, we are not going to develop any new extensions now. So let's start using some extensions. In next sessions, I will show PowerShell. I'm going to show Google Chrome, and I'm going to show Python extensions.